Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back. Every second Wednesday, I have my oldest son, Matthew Deagle, on. And he's a genius at developing the technology to use the, if you want to call it, the really ancient astrology and advance it to modern mathematics, symbology, group psychology, to actually predict and analyze events, not only in your own life, but even answers to questions with horology, the answers to whether or not tactics like what's going on with North Korea, tactics with the individuals and analyzed in this so-called bargaining, and the situation going on with Iran. Matthew, you have your website, which is MatthewDeagleAstrology.com. And, of course, if people become a customer of yours, you're actually given an extra benefit. They actually get a special code word that they can save 7% on any NutriMed products. So if they become your customer, they get a special benefit. In fact, other people have actually done that already. Had a gentleman, Mr. G, we'll call him, up in New England, actually did recently, and he got that 7% benefit and got a lot of nutraceuticals for his wife using that after he became a customer and got your services. Tell us about the kinds of things you can do, and then, of course, one of the little jobs I asked you to do is kind of see if you could actually figure out from the personalities and people involved what's going on in Israel with Hamas, what's going on with Iran, with the latest call by Mr. Erdogan of Turkey to actually have a united front of Islamic nations against Israel, and looking at what's going on with negotiations with Iran and with North Korea. Maybe you can kind of give us a few words of how your technology can be used.
First, I want to discuss what I do here, which is look at people's personalities and overall trends in society based on their character types and the symbols that govern them. And I also look at several, when I look at things like this, I look at several other factors as well. If you're interested in having an analysis done of yourself or a friend or a family member, you can go to my website, MatthewDeagleAstrology.com. That's M-A-T-T with two T's, D-E-A-G-L-E, Astrology.com, where I have a few services offered, such as a natal analysis and an analysis of your name if you don't know your exact birth time to the minute. But if you have your birth time to the minute and your birth time and birth location, so if you have it relatively accurate in your birth location, I can do a full analysis of your character for $222, which also includes follow-up discussion of questions related to your life, and which I will contemplate and respond to you over the course of maybe even months and years, depending on what kind of questions come up. So actually, this is a service that lasts for a long time, but begins with your natal analysis and will increase in overall insights after that. I've had some customers already who have reported to me that it was highly accurate and described their personality to a T in its generalities. So if you want to know more about yourself and have more of an image of how you fit into the human organism, into our society, if you want to have more of an image of what your essential values are as a person and what your destiny is, that can all be discerned based on your birth name and your birth time.
Right, and people have to understand what you're doing is you're discerning,
now, of course,
you're discerning the hologram of how they fit into this so-called world.
The basic designation given to them by the unconscious, which tells you with your name and your birth time, it's kind of like your divine name, you might say, in this kind of little hokey way, but whatever. It's pretty much what it is, though. It's essentially like your what you are labeled as in regard to your function in humanity. Now, there are many other factors, and when you talk about Iran and Israel, what's been going on in that situation, that requires other factors to be factored in, such as evolutionary level and IQ and genetics, all of which will give us some idea of what is really going on a larger scale here. So, let me begin by discussing the fact that different populations, all right, have different overall average consciousness levels. And your IQ is a combination between your consciousness evolutionary level and your genetic IQ. So, for example, if I take American whites and American blacks, the average IQ has a difference of about 15 points, but the average consciousness evolution level is the same at an IQ of 98 points. But the genetic IQ of whites on average is plus 2, and the genetic IQ of blacks on average is minus 13. So you can get an idea of why then there's a 15-point gap between blacks and whites, because of things, genes related to things like brain size and FOXP2 protein, which controls language and so forth. It's a combination of genetics and consciousness. Well, the thing is that the most significant aspect of intelligence and personality to civilization and liberality and the kind of values that we have in the U.S. and in Europe the most significant aspect of intelligence to that is the spiritual or consciousness-related IQ and not even the genetic IQ per se. So, and if anybody's skeptical about the existence of such a thing, that like a spiritual influence on personality, well, twin studies have been done by psychologists where they found that a large percentage, like 40% of personality and outcomes, is what they call unshared environment, which means that it is something which is not part of the common environment of the twins, and it's something which is not either genetic. So it's not genetically inherited, nor is it inherited through exposure to the same environment as the twin, and that these two things together make up maybe 80 to 90% of personality. Well, the unshared environment, so-called, which they can determine by comparing twins who grew up in the same environment to twins who didn't and so forth, right? The unshared environment is the most, as I said, like 40% or so, 40 to 50% of your personality and your intelligence and everything. And this is even despite the fact that intelligence is spuriously 80% heritable, but only about 50% has been determined to be genetic. So in other words, a lot of the heritability of intelligence is also the result of reincarnation or spiritual incarnation or whatever you want to call it, the consciousness level of the spirit. Now, the thing is that when that there are different average, those are attached, in other words, to certain genetics. The same spirits will appear over and over again in the same genetic stock. And as a result, the same spirit forms are commonly the ones incarnating among Europeans and whites, for example. And among the blacks in the U.S., all have about the same evolutionary level, are all about a consciousness-based IQ of 98, although the overall IQ of blacks is lower on average due to the average genetics for brain size and so forth. Now, if you look at China, all right, there's the illusion that the Chinese are smart. But on average, we can determine that their genetic IQ is about plus 12. So whereas their measured IQ goes up to 105 or so. And that means that their actual consciousness IQ is only about 90 to 93. Consequently, their consciousness on average, their evolutionary level, is below that of American whites and blacks, even though they have a measured higher average IQ. And the reason why is because they have good genes for things related to IQ, but they do not have the evolutionary level that we do in, on average. And the result is that they are, you can think about it historically, the Chinese are currently in something like the year 1650 to 1750 in evolution.
That's in other words, they have back then.
So yeah, in other words, they're in the colonial age, and they are thinking along those lines. They're thinking along the same lines as we were, Europeans were during the colonial age, on average. Now, there's going to be a few people who are more evolved, like whatever Buddhist monks and that sort of thing, who pursue evolution and spiritual development. But the average Chinese is still in like 1650 to 1750, and that determines the kind of behavior, the kind of motivations, and the kind of primitive collective behavior you're going to expect from them. And that's actually exactly what they're doing. They're going around establishing colonies. We'll discuss this more after the break, but this is essentially what's going on here, because there are differences. We're essentially conflicting between two or three different times.
Right, and of course, we talk about time in our timeline. In fact, if you go watch Star Trek and they talk about lineal time and non-lineal time, time occurs in our dimensional plane, but in the higher planes, time is irrelevant. There's other factors involved there. On the spirit realm and in the eternal realm, there's no such thing as past or future. And Matthew, I want you to kind of lay out what you've been doing in the first segment and this next one, and kind of lead into your next stories, that people need to kind of listen up, because you're giving a perspective on things that the world needs to start understanding.
I'm looking at things from a more spiritual perspective, but I'm not saying that it's just some kind of belief or assumption, because I'm saying it's based on my spiritual interpretation or consciousness-related interpretation of the data that we know now.
Right.
So, for example, I was saying earlier that I believe that we have already demonstrated that there is a spirit that reincarnates through things, through the unshared environment component of personality and intelligence. The unshared environment component represents the spirit. And different populations have different average levels of spiritual evolution or spiritual development, which means essentially there are different levels of consciousness, and it's those levels of consciousness which throughout our own history have determined the character of our foreign policy and so forth. So what I'm saying here is essentially we can guess by looking at the genes of, for example, Chinese versus their measured average IQ, what their consciousness evolutionary level is, and it's actually lower than the average European or even lower than the average American black, despite the fact they have a somewhat higher average IQ score. For example, Hong Kong. And it's the same throughout East Asia in general. There is a lower average spiritual evolutionary level, and it's partly affected maybe by the population size. But essentially what we have there is an evolutionary level, and a level of consciousness, which corresponds to what we would say in our own history were approximately the years 1650 to 1750. So in other words, they are in the colonial era, the early colonial era. That's precisely what they are doing and how they are behaving on a foreign policy and global stage. Now, Muslims and sub-Saharan Africans, on the other hand, are yet further behind in consciousness evolution, which can be estimated by taking their genetic versus their consciousness IQ. So, for example, the average IQ of sub-Saharan Africa is only about 70, yet they have similar genes to American blacks who have an average IQ 15 points higher, of 85, which means that those people must be able at a lower level of consciousness on average. And the level of consciousness, similarly, like, for example, the consciousness IQ of the Middle East is on average probably in the mid-80s, but they end up having a measured IQ closer to 80. So if they have an IQ closer to 90, but they have a measured IQ, you know, between the mid to late 80s, but their measured IQ is lower, that means their consciousness evolutionary level is significantly lower than American whites and blacks, and then Europeans. So Europeans and so forth, we're all in the year 2018 on average. which means we are all adapted to the kind of transformations that took place since the 18th century or so. In other words, we're a more liberal society. We're adapted to a democratic and liberal society. We are adapted to concepts such as human rights and civil rights and so forth, which we've developed relatively recently. Meanwhile, Chinese, for example, are still in about 1700, as I said. So they have not yet developed a level of consciousness necessary on average for enough people, for a large enough portion of the people to demand more rights and to demand a more liberal society. That's the reason why China is so totalitarian, because the average person's consciousness is still at the same level as we were during the late 17th to early 18th century.
Yeah,
it's the same thing with Muslims, yet it's even worse. Because Sub-Saharan Africa and the Middle East and so forth, their average level of consciousness is still at about the year 1250 to 1350.
Right, so you're looking
which means that they are currently in a crusader, in the mentality we were in during the Crusades.
Let me insert a question. So that what you're saying, Matthew, let me just ask this question. What you're saying is that the symptomatology of a population that's passive and not an advanced psychological and spiritual level permits Xi to be a permanent dictator of communist China.
I'm saying that, that's how you have to look at this whole situation, is that the average level of evolution of places like Iran or places like Saudi Arabia or most of Sub-Saharan Africa is still in the Middle Ages. So their behavior, their foreign policy has similar motives to those we had in the Middle Ages, such as the notion of Deus Vult. Deus Vult means in Latin, God wills it. And that means that they believe that no matter, they have a hubristic belief that they can conquer any enemy because God's on their side and they're in a divine war, a holy war against the infidels. Meanwhile, China's in the same kind of mentality we were in when we began to exploit and to conquer weaker peoples and to use their resources for our own advantage. So while people are talking about stuff whites did in the past, China is actually right now emerging with very similar behavior to that which, say, England had in about 1700.
That makes sense.
It just gets worse until they have whatever their equivalent is of these independence wars and so forth and revolutions like the American Revolution. Now, that also means, of course, that a large influx of immigrants from these places to the U.S. may well reverse the Boston Tea Party or whatever to a degree, which is kind of disturbing to think about as well, because the average evolutionary level is below the current one that we have, and so it's closer to that we had in, say, 1750.
Knowing these things, what do you think will happen with North Korea? Because I'm just reading this report from John.
If you want to understand North Korea, you just have to think in the mentality of a small, power-hungry European state in about 1700, because that's essentially the evolutionary level. And you can estimate that based on what their genetic IQ is versus what their measured IQ is. Well, their measured IQ should be higher because their genes are particularly good in Northeast Asia in regard to brain development. Yet they don't have as high a measured IQ as they should have if they were at the same level of evolution as whites. So if they were at the same level of evolution as us, they would, spiritually, right? I'm not talking about genetically or whatever. I'm not saying they're an inferior race. I'm saying in terms of the average person's level of consciousness. So unless they undertake something like meditation and spiritual development and philosophy, they're going to continue to slowly evolve toward the level that we're at approximately the same rate that we did from about 1700 till now. So it'll be like 300 to 400 years before they are at our level.
Is there time for that? Because
the people of a liberal society, on average, right? I'm not saying there are not individual Chinese, obviously, like the Tiananmen Square, who are of that mentality. But the average person in China or Korea is not at that level.
Okay, so how can we apply that, for example, right now, if you were to advise Trump and say, look, it's obvious that North Korea wants to pretend that it's got some kind of cards on the table, when in fact they gave away these three people that were prisoners there, illegal prisoners, American prisoners. They're trying to say there's wiggle room and they don't want to give up their nuclear weapons or totally denuclearize. They don't really have an option, like you're right. You're saying it's like
that's how this ties into symbolism, astrology, and also
right. We need to get into that because I want people to understand this can be applied to you personally. This technology can be applied to your corporation. It can be applied to getting answers to questions you have in horology and public policy and corporations.
Were you born before the year 1950?
Welcome back. So, Matthew, you're going to put some symbology and overall analysis of this, like the Hamas kind of raids of the border, the negotiations with Iran and North Korea. What you basically laid out is that our government under Trump and his cabinet don't fully understand the psychology, the group psychology, if you call it the spirit IQ of the collective population.
No, the U.S.'s entire policy since the Cold War has been foolish because it at least uses as a justification for its method of invasion and attempting to establish law and order and so forth, or whatever they claim they're doing, based on the faulty belief that you can cause somebody as a collective to suddenly undergo hundreds of years of evolution, which is not the case. Evolution takes at least decades, even if it's accelerated. And if you're just going its natural course, it's going to take the Chinese, approximately 300, even the smartest parts of China, right, are going to take about, maybe 300 years or so to reach our level of evolution. And I can just calculate that right now based on their genetic IQ versus their measured IQ in the smartest parts of China. So, like, for example, Hong Kong.
Right.
Not in China itself, but Korea. And I'm not going to have a North Korea, but South Korea and Hong Kong have an average IQ approximately at 105. But they have a genetic IQ of 12, right? So that means that their actual IQ is about 93, their consciousness level, which is 5 points behind that of Europeans and American blacks. So that means that even though they are apparently smart when they take an IQ test, their consciousness is still at a more primitive level that is not adapted to modern liberal society. That's the reason why there's so much illiberality in China, for example, or North Korea. The main reason is a lack of consciousness so that they are at a more primitive level of culture.
Right. So in other words, regime change and our idea of democratizing the Middle East and so on has always been stupid.
So the Middle East, especially because the Middle East, I would estimate, is being yet further behind us, between 600 and 800 years behind us. So you can imagine if you look back at that time, like say the year 1250 to 1350, maybe a little further in some countries, that what was going on in Europe is that we were, of course, religious fanatics and we're on a crusade. Just like they're doing.
Right.
And we had the belief that God was on our side and that we had the destiny to retake the Holy Land, which is also what they believe. So, with Iran, the main issue is the conflict between the Shiites in Iran and the Sunnis in Saudi Arabia and the Israelis. And the Israelis established essentially a European country in the Middle East. It's not majority European now anymore because the population of the non-European Jews increases every generation, which is also an issue to consider. But it's essentially like a European colony in the so-called Holy Land, or the second holiest place in Islam. And Islam is currently the average Muslim country, right? Is at an evolutionary level similar to that which Europeans were at in the Middle Ages. So the years 1200 to 1400 or so, depending on the particular country.
So how would you advise?
So when you look at the symbolism, you look at astrology does tie into this because I use astrology to determine the character of things. I use astrology to determine your character and your overall name or imprint and
how you fit
symbolically. So if you're interested in having your astrology done, to see an example of this for yourself, just go to my website, MatthewDeagleAstrology.com. I also want to blog more about these topics, but these are serious issues, and I think there's actually a lot of scientific evidence for them now. It's just misinterpreted. They interpret unshared environment as meaning random influences when these influences are not random because they they actually follow averages for entire populations. So, for instance, we can calculate if we calculate the based on brain size and certain alleles, or in other words, certain genes, versions of genes, what the estimated genetic IQ of the average American black is, that gives negative 13, which means if we add the measured IQ of 85 to that, we get 98 as the consciousness IQ. Now, whites, we can similarly find, have an average genetic IQ of plus 2, which gives them the measured value of about 100. That implies that blacks in the USA and American whites are at about the same evolutionary level. Meanwhile, however, we look at blacks in Africa, and they're about 15 points below blacks in the USA, which I don't think can be accounted for by admixture or whatever they claim. I think that is not just genetic, that is consciousness. It's because the average person in sub-Saharan Africa is still in the Middle Ages, 15 points behind us, you see? And that's what motivates a lot of this terrorism and stuff, is that they are not at the same consciousness evolutionary level, same level of independent thought, rationality, liberality, and so forth, that the average American black is.
Right.
We can use that as one example, because they have similar genetics, and they're between, and depending on how many points are added by admixture or whatever you want to claim, there's still like 8 to 10 points from just evolutionary level, from unshared environment influences, and that's reincarnation, right? So we can use that to estimate the consciousness IQ of the Chinese, which maxes out at about 93. That means the average one is like around 1650 to 1700.
Let me ask you a question, Matthew.
What that means is that when you're dealing with China in foreign policy, and China's involved in a lot of this stuff, right? China, Pakistan, and so forth. You have to understand you're dealing with a country that thinks on the same level that the British may have in 1700.
Let me ask you a quick question. How would you apply this if you gave a bullet point to Vice Trump before the June 12th meeting?
Well, my first piece of advice is that the American belief in universal global democratization, which begins with an attempt at establishing, at pushing out any other system than our form of capitalism, and attempting to establish our form of democracy in these countries, is futile, because most countries are not at the evolutionary level necessary to be democratic. Most of the countries that we invade are still in the Middle Ages in consciousness, such as Iraq, for example. The average evolutionary level of Iraq is somewhere between the year like 1400 and 1500 at the highest, I would say. And based on the difference between their genetic IQ and their consciousness and their measured IQ. So that means that they have to be, right? They just don't have the intelligence to be liberal. They don't have, and the intelligence, I'm not even talking about the measured IQ, I'm talking about the innate, the deeper level of consciousness that they're on. And then they're put in a certain body with certain genes, and then it comes out either adding or subtracting to become the observed IQ. Same thing with the Chinese, right? They have a relatively high genetic IQ. They've been tested in many respects for things like reaction time, and have been found to have relatively good genes related to brain development, yet their IQ should be higher than it is. It's predicted to be higher than it really is, and the reason for that difference, that discrepancy, is that their consciousness is still relatively primitive compared to
Europeans. So let me just kind of summarize then what you're saying. You're advising Trump not to try to see if he can... Let me finish, Matt.
There's not just the genetic level of things, right?
Let me ask my question, though.
There's also the spiritual level of things, or the consciousness level. And that's one of the major aspects of it, is the individual level of evolution, which conforms to one's people.
Let me frame my question. I'm going to be real brief, and I'll let you continue. Let me frame my question, Matt. Okay.
What you're saying, basically,
and I'm going to try to bullet point it, you advise Trump, don't try to think you're going to democratize either China, Russia, or Iran or North Korea. Pompeo says he's going to lay in a whole bunch of goodies to try to bring them to the table, he has to understand that that's not going to work with a population that's more primitive.
Yes, do not even attempt democracy in Muslim countries or in North Korea. There has to be some kind of compromise instead. And what should be focused on rather than democratization is simply the control by fighting fire with fire. So when you have a situation where there's, for example, the spread of terrorism and crusader-type mentality among the Muslims, that has to be stopped in its tracks. So things like ISIS, for example, have to be simply eliminated. And any tendency to become aggressive toward the West has to be quelled. Meanwhile, that's going to happen only, however, if we solidify our cooperation with Russia. And therefore, the main issue in regard to North Korea and Iran is our relations with Russia, how our relations with Russia are affected by our behavior toward these countries.
Exactly, yeah.
Because and we in Russia are capable of relatively society, but these countries are not, so we should not attempt to democratize
them. So in other words, Russia is not so primitive, we should be a natural war.
Russia's on the same level of evolution as over the rest of Europe.
Right, exactly, yeah. Welcome back, Matthew. I'd like you to complete some of your thoughts here. How would you advise Trump in dealing with, on a psychological and group collective symbological level, with North Korea, Iran, and Syria, etc.?
Okay. First, I want to discuss how this can relate to how this relates to an individual. So an individual has a character type, and that's what I can determine based on your astrology, your birth time, and your birth name. I can determine your basic character type, which then gives you an idea of what you symbolically are as a whole, as you're designated by the unconscious or the unconscious intelligence. So, for example, a person, that's what you'll find out if you go to my website, MatthewDeagleAstrology.com, and get a consultation, is I will give you the basic number and meaning of your names and so forth.
Right.
And I'll give you the basic character type that you are. Now, on top of character type, there are other factors, such as I said, the evolutionary level, the consciousness level, and that manifests in the IQ, right? Now, the IQ is not just purely the result of your level of consciousness, though, because it can be subtracted from if you have a negative genetic IQ, like the average black does, for example. As I was saying, we can use this method to estimate the average evolutionary level of, say, China, which, as it turns out, is rather lower, a few hundred years behind, like 300 to 400 years behind the West.
Right.
Similarly, we can compare American blacks to African blacks and get an estimate of maybe 600 to 800 years behind them, which means that they're in the Middle Ages, you see. They're in the Middle Ages in sub-Saharan Africa.
So what would you say, though?
They're in the Middle Ages and in the Middle East as well, for the most
right.
part.
So
excepting a few higher evolved countries, like, say, Lebanon, that are genetically distinct.
Matthew, what bullet points
would you... The majority of the Middle East is in the Middle Ages. And
right.
That's why the very first thing I would tell Trump is do not listen to these think tanks and these academics who believe in democratization of these countries, because that is not a good policy. And the other thing I want to talk about is in mass immigration. For example, what's going on in Europe? The mass immigration into Europe is essentially importing people from the Middle Ages into liberal European society. And big surprise, what happens? But the liberality of the country goes down. The country becomes more totalitarian. Country regresses in evolution because the average person's evolution goes down. As a matter of fact, this has even been happening just because of population growth in the past 150 years. And the way we can measure this, we can actually measure that somehow population growth has caused a surplus of humans, which has caused people to incarnate in Britain, for example, who are not on the same evolutionary level as the average Briton, and therefore are stupider on average with the same genes. And this actually manifests in when we compare the reaction times of people in 1890 in the studies of Francis Galton to the reaction times of people in the 1990s to now, which have actually gone down significantly, so significantly we can estimate an IQ difference between people then and now on that level of consciousness of almost 10 points. Now, that can't all be consciousness evolution. Some of it is genetic degeneration. Some of it's immigration, things like that, perhaps. But it's still worrisome that there is a decline in intelligence going on.
Now, so if I was to summarize,
that's worse. The more immigrants come in from other countries because they have a lower average IQ, both genetically and consciousness.
Let me insert this question, Matt. If I was to summarize what you're saying to Trump is, don't try to democratize North Korea or Iran. Let me finish my sentence, though. Let me finish. At number two, you're basically saying use a very big stick besides the carrot to try to make sure that you cut off the Muslims, like Erdogan mentioning today, to collect all the Muslim countries against Israel.
Well, you have to imagine how you would establish peace in a situation where there was a dominant country significantly more advanced in consciousness than, say, the Europeans were in 1700. That's right. How you can deal with like China and North Korea, because they are presently in the same level of consciousness we were in 1700. So if you want to increase the stability and peace in the region, you have to imagine what you would do if you had a more intelligent, like philosopher king type country or something like that, that was interfering in but not attempting to totally transform in an impossible way, say 1700 England. Because remember that the Chinese, even the highest level of evolution in China and Hong Kong, is still about, you know, what, like 50 years behind the American Constitution. So they are not yet at the level of evolution where there's going to be a large enough chunk of a population to demand liberty. And that's going to happen eventually, but it's not there yet, you see.
What about the left in America? Because we see the rise of leftist policies, like I call Bernie Sanders Claus and the uber left, like Elizabeth Warren. These people are regressing.
I don't think in terms of left and right. I think the left and right are both imbeciles in terms of their overall philosophy. Like, for example, I mean, it's also illogical not to placate the population. But the problem is both of them fail at it. The left fail to really sustain and to secure the poor because they put all the money that they supposedly are going to give to the poor into these useless government programs and pensions. They tax us, but then they put the money into things that don't effectively trickle down to the poor. That right. essentially just social projects and not actually direct money to the poor. They don't give them, for example, a reverse income tax or something like that, because that would not necessarily go into their pool of taxed money that they can use for their own personal salaries and so forth. The right wing, you know, they just outright admit that they don't give a damn about the poor, and they will.
Yeah, in other words, it needs to be same policies dealing with immigration and a Bracero 2 work program, but they also need to get affordable universal health care.
That
doesn't mean the government becomes a nanny state either. You don't want the negative sides of government control.
So much, because they're both, it's just essentially a false dichotomy between two different kinds of crooks. You just have, you know, these politicians exploiting the population no matter what. That's a problem at our level of evolution, but we're talking about people who are still in the Middle Ages and in the colonial age in China and the Middle East.
Now, is there a difference between North Korea and Iran?
Your foreign policy has to be informed by an understanding of the collective psychology.
Well,
you can't
we've got a couple of minutes left here. If you were to say two or three things that Trump should do, differences between negotiating with North Korea and Iran, what would you say to him?
I would say all negotiations have to be a joint negotiation with Russia.
I agree. Russia and China should be involved in these negotiations.
I think Russia in particular, because China, as I said, is primitive.
Right.
Russia and the U.S. have similar interests and a similar level of consciousness. So Russia and the U.S. should cooperate as much as they can in order to defend their own civilization against these less evolved people.
So in other words, you're saying Russia's a natural ally, and part of the reason why...
Other than sub populations, like, for example, American blacks, most white countries in the world are natural allies of the U.S. because they have the same level of evolution on average as we do. Whereas, say, most East Asian countries, as I said, Northeast Asia is still at an evolutionary level of, like, the colonial age, and Africa, sub-Saharan Africa is an evolutionary level of the Middle Ages, along with a lot of the Middle East and Muslim countries. So natural allies are the closest in their thinking.
Now, how this affects the danger of chemical, biological, nuclear war, though? Because right now we have...
Nuclear war would be if the U.S. and Russia go against each other, because if the U.S. and Russia were allied, there's no way that China would go to war with them.
That's true. In fact, it's interesting that the U.S. was allied with Russia
to ally with China, which increases the likelihood of a war because China's on a more primitive level of thinking.
Right. So, and during the American Civil War, Russia was allied with us. That's part of the reason why America was able to break away from Britain, because of a Russian alliance, wasn't it?
America's had a historical alliance with Russia for a long time until the Cold War. And, of course, that Cold War discord should not continue now because the Soviet Union's over.
Yeah,
our main competition was economic. Our main competition was the difference in economic systems.
Yeah, well, and it was, by the way, the British actually created
what are we doing now? But we are allowing these fools in these think tanks to alienate Russia and to attempt world domination by the U.S., even though the U.S. has no reason to want to control these other countries, because it's already got a hard enough time controlling its own territory. What the U.S. should be doing is focusing on operating alongside Russia as an international peacekeeping force, similar to NATO, but on a larger scale.
Yeah, in other words, the real plan should be stop this Mueller probe, stop the Russiagate stuff.
In other words, if an invasion of Iran or North Korea ever takes place, or Turkey or wherever, it has to be a joint U.S.-Russia international peacekeeping operation. It cannot be a unilateral attack by either one, because that will result in yet more instability between the American and Russian agendas in the region.
Right.
Syria. Now,
That's good advice.
The influence here is the influence of Israel, because Israel is, as I said, a provocation, intentional or unintentional, to the Muslims. Because if the Muslims are still on the level of the Crusades in mentality,
is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.